travel that way. You had to have some money. And then the schedule was always different. And Ellen and James White, they were going to Vermont. And they were trying to figure out how can they afford to get to Vermont. They couldn't afford a ticket for the ship, and they couldn't afford a train ticket, but they could afford this. They went by stagecoach. And that was another way you could travel. Ellen and James White traveled to Vermont, and they talked to all the people about Jesus, how God sent his son, Jesus, to die for us so that we could live in heaven with him eternally. And the people didn't know about that. So they stayed for a long time and talked and preached and sang all about Jesus. The people were so happy that Ellen White and James came to their town. They said, we have to do something really important for them. We need to give them a special gift. And they said, but it has to be a secret. We don't want anybody to know about it. And they came up with a great idea, and it was a carriage and a horse. They said, we'll get a shiny carriage, and they can have their own carriage and transportation. They won't have to rely on a boat or a train or the stagecoach. So that's what they did. They had bought a lovely carriage, and they let them choose what kind of horse they had. They could have three choices. And they said, well, we'll just let them decide which one they think they'd like the best. That night when Ellen and James went to bed, an angel of the Lord appeared to them in the middle of the night. And the angel said, when you go down a road and you're going to meet the road that crosses in the middle, you're going to see a shiny new carriage. And you're going to see a beautiful tan horse with a blonde mane. That is a lovely horse. And she could even see the horse was prancing. But the angel said, do not choose that horse. In her dream, she saw another horse. Not this particular horse, but it was another gray horse. And the angel said, don't choose that horse either. And then she saw the white horse with brown polka dots. What was his name? Charlie Horse. That's the horse, Ellen, that you're supposed to choose. And so the next morning, when Ellen and James got up, their friend said, since you've been teaching and preaching so much, you've hardly gotten to see what Vermont looks like. So we're going to show you around. We're going to take you out in the countryside. So they took him on a little wagon ride. And right as they traveled down the road, there was a road that came right to the middle. They crossed over in the middle. And what do you think was right in that road? A shiny new carriage and three horses. There was that beautiful tan horse with blonde hair. And then there was that gray sleek horse with black hair. And then there was old Charlie Horse. What horse do you think Ellen chose? She chose old Charlie Horse because she was obedient. She knew the angel of the Lord cared enough about her, so she chose that horse. And that horse now that used to have to do farm work got to do a lot of traveling. He got to see some sights. And he was a dependable horse. He was obedient to James and Ellen all the time that they had that horse. There's several points to this story. One of the points is that sometimes, and our kids especially like things that are shiny, bright, and new, and they think, oh, that is going to be the best thing. But then when they get to know something about that, it turns out not always to be the best thing. The second point of this story is that God even had plans for Charlie. And I'm thinking that if God has plans for even a horse, how much more does he have plans for all of you? In the book of Jeremiah, it says, I have plans for your future. I have plans for you, plans of good and not for evil. Plans for your future. And today I have something that you can take back with you. Hayden, would you open that up? And there's little horses in there. If you can take one so you can remember about good old Charlie Horse and that how God even cares for horses, how much more he cares for us. There you go. You can also go back and pick up the trays as you leave. Thank you for being such good listeners. There you go. Just choose one. Okay. Too many choices. There you go. Thank you. You can go back to your seat after you get a horse.